Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Attack the Backlog version 2.0. As I continue my journey with Ghost Recon Wildlands, this is episode 2 of the Ghost Recon Wildlands. I keep saying Recon. I think it's just because it's easier to say, it's faster. Recon. You gotta go con. It's like, but recon. It's like asking for a recount. And who am I? Of course, I'm Mark Krzyznes. Hi. How are you? So I haven't gotten to play as much as I would have liked since the last episode. Only 3-4 hours, which you may say, that's a lot, given all the other stuff you're doing. To a point, that's true. But I would have liked to have played more. However, I am finally almost in a place where I feel really, really good as I can be. Not really, but in the grand scheme of my degrees of good, to the people who know me and know my levels of mental, not stability, but healthiness, whatever you want to say, I'm getting close to a pretty good place overall. So I feel like I'm going to have much more time and I'm going to feel good to do things and do that and not just sit and think about everything. So that's a positive. And I don't know how much more time I will be given to Wildlands, as I'll get to shortly. But I do want to give it at least another week to see if things turn around. The only note I wrote in the last week, since the last bit of playing I did, was when I returned to the game weeks later, I was sad to see I was only level 12 with only 5% completion. That was a bit of a hitting concrete, slap to the face, punch to the gut, kick to the balls, whatever, of me realizing I'm not even sure how many hours I put into it up until that point over that first initial bit of playing. So it may not be 10 hours to 5% or anything like that, but to see I had only completed that much of the game and still had so much left, I felt a little defeated. So in the past week, what I've done is focus still on getting some bigger upgrades and collecting bigger groups of resources. But I've also been doing a lot more story missions, and I just, at the time of this recording, roughly, I just unlocked the ability to go after the first boss. I believe it said at least boss unlocked or some sheep like that. So that's exciting. But a lot of what I felt last episode, I am pretty confident and double downing on all that, especially this feeling very much so like a co-op game, and not even a co-op game that can be enjoyed solo. I'm sure there are people who will say it can be, and plenty of people who have enjoyed it solo. But for me, I do not fall in that camp. But it's all about personal preferences and whatnot, because a game I think is very fun single player, that others would argue is only fun co-op, is Borderlands. Or even something that is very, very, very co-op driven, Resident Evil 5. I played both those games by myself to completion and loved both of them. I played The Division by myself, which is not only a multiplayer focused game, but sort of this weird in between an MMO, but not really, and a single player cooperative thingamajigger. Played all that by myself. Loved it. So even in the Ubisoft formula, or not formula, but in the Ubisoft world of games that include or encourage co-op, I've enjoyed them. Far Cry, which I think is more, you can have maybe additional fun with co-op, but these games have always been single player first, and then we threw in co-op. But again, Far Cry 2 is my favorite, so I'm that weirdo. Well, the Ghost Recon Wildlands, the fun just isn't there. And a large part of it is because I think your AI teammates are so stupid and are so limited. There are systems I haven't engaged with, not so much on the squad side, though there probably are things there as well, but the rebel stuff of calling in airstrikes and all that, I need to mess around with that a bit more. And by a bit more, I mean at all, because that is the kind of stuff that reminds me most of Just Cause or Mercenaries, which are two games series I love. And that reminds me, it's too soon to go back to that, but I never finished Mercenaries 2. I'd be curious to go back to that. Though I'd also like to play for second runs, Mercenaries, Playground of Destruction. But the AI teammates just don't do a lot for me. I don't feel they're capable of following orders, even if I were to give them orders in any satisfying way. They can get some kills here and there, but in terms of tackling a base or an outpost or whatever, in a way where I feel like we're working as an efficient group, just seems impossible. And I long for the ability to play with someone else. If I had some friends who were interested in playing this, and maybe some of them are, I don't know, I've not asked them. But as a single player game, it is a very solemn, boring, repetitive game with very little randomness, or not organicness, but that kind of, what is the term I'm looking for, that you get in something like Breath of the Wild, which I didn't really get because I played that and bounced off. I found the world to be surprisingly empty. But that gameplay where anything could happen and you're always on the edge of your seat because you never know. I don't get that here, because it just is the same thing over and over again. And like I said in the last episode, there's just nothing to do in between the various missions or the collectibles or any of that stuff. So you're just going to the map, finding something that you want to engage with, whether it be a mission or a collectible or whatever. You set a waypoint, then you go there, you do it, and then you just rinse and repeat over and over and over again. Even when I'm unlocking weapon parts and stuff, I don't feel compelled to change my weapon or mess around with it, because I might unlock a weapon part. You don't know what you're getting. I think maybe you do when you look at the map, but regardless, I get a weapon item for a weapon I don't use. It doesn't encourage me to use that weapon. It just encourages me to hope that the next weapon part is something that I will use and engage with and be excited about. To that point, the most excited I've been about this game, or with this game, is with the continuing to level up and now unlocking or being able to, if I get enough resources, unlock new upgrades that weren't available for me prior. I am very, 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 very excited. And this says a lot about me, says a lot about the game. But I am more excited than I've been during my entire time playing it, due to the fact that I am now, once I get enough resources, able to unlock the upgrade, the ability to use suppressors without any damage reduction. I love using suppressors. because I like to try and be stealthy at least for a certain amount of time. And I just have to accept that there's going to be damage reduction when using those with all of my weapons. But now, soon, when I get enough of the fuel or whatever I needed to get that upgrade, I'm going to buy that the second I can, and I'm going to be so excited, and then I'm immediately going to think, oh, whatever, it doesn't change the game or its structure or any of that. Emergent gameplay? Is that what I was thinking of? Urgent gameplay. Which, of course, we all know is based off of Gears of War, where the locusts would come out of the emergent holes or whatever the hell they were called. Were they called emergent holes? I don't think so. Something like that, though. Gears of War. That's a good series. Ghost Recon? Wildlands? Eh. It's okay. It's okay. But I think the real... what you should take away from all of this and everything I'm saying, as I repeat myself, just like the game repeats its gameplay, is that the real thing about this game, the core aspect, the fundamental thing that will either make it a good time or a bad time for you, is if you're playing with other people. That is where everything falls on. That is what everything falls on. And if you're like me and forced to play it solo, again, I don't know if I'm forced to. Maybe there are people I know who would be interested, but I doubt it. Nobody wants to play this old game. And I don't know any of them who have it or own it, which is the same thing. Kind of. You can have it without owning it. And you can own it without having it. If it's a physical copy, if it's digital and you own it, then you do have it. But if it's digital and you have it, you cannot own it if it was in Game Pass. Is it in Game Pass? I don't think so, but it's on Ubisoft Plus, probably. I'm just wasting time now. But that is pretty much where I fall now in the Ghost Recon Wildlands playthrough. Not much has changed. I've gotten used to the vehicles to a point, though some of them control very poorly. And some are like, oh, okay, this isn't that bad. And I shot one enemy with my sniper rifle so hard they disappeared, which was funny. I think it was just a distance thing. But that's it. The story I have not paid any attention to. And there was a time where I had to interrogate someone and I just held them at gunpoint, and then they talked for 3 minutes about shit I couldn't care about, and I just wanted them to shut up so I could complete the mission and move on, and they wouldn't shut up. They just kept talking and talking and talking. So you guy who you know who you are, you suck. But that is going to do it for this here episode of Attack the Backlog Ghost Recon Wildlands Edition, episode numero 2-0. And by 2-0, I mean 2. And by 2, I mean duo. Or due? Is it uno, due? It's due, right? Don't ask me. I took 3 years of Spanish in high school, and I made it a point to remember none of it because I had no interest in learning Spanish, but it was the only language offered, and I needed to take it to graduate, and it really pissed me off. Was it smart of me to make it a point to specifically go out of my way not to remember it? Probably not, because it would have been useful in some fashion if I remembered at least some of it, any of it. But I was so annoyed by being forced to have to learn a language and having no other option than Spanish, because where I went to high school was a town of 3,600. The high school was 300 or whatever. My graduating class was, I think, 40 or something. I am from Chicago. I live in Chicago now. But after graduating grammar school, my mom decided she was sick of the city, wanted to move as far away from a city as you could. And my grandparents lived in Galena, Illinois. if you're wondering the city name. So I ended up going there in high school, transferring, which was not great either. I was the kid from the city. Everyone thought I was going to be a party animal, and I was, of course, going to be into drugs and drinking and all that jazz, because a lot of them were, and I wasn't, and that did not go over well, and it was a miserable time, one of the worst times of my life. Hooray to end this episode on a cherry note. I don't like cherry notes. Put it on. Well, that makes sense. That you cherry? I don't like cherries. So, of course, we're talking about cherries. Let's end it on a strawberry note or a blueberry note. Those are good berries. Cherries are only good in pies. And I guess on top of sundaes or in cocktails. Eating cherries on their own, terrible. Hate it. Just like I hate high school. But Galena, Illinois, shout out. Not really. I don't think it's a great city. But you may know of it specifically because it was used in, I think, both Field of Dreams and more specifically and more well-known for Bull Durham. A couple of Kevin Costner baseball-themed movies. Bull Durham is more directly about baseball and not good. Sorry, it's not good. But Field of Dreams, not really about baseball, and very good when you go into it and don't expect a baseball movie. Baseball is just the vehicle for the story about dreams, ha 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 ha, but also closure and family and so much. It's a very good movie, just not a baseball movie, not a good baseball movie, not a good sports movie, because that's just, that's part of it, but not really what it's about. But enough wasting your time, which I'm very good at, clearly. And by me being very good at it and all that, I mean me, Mark Cusinez. Hi, remember me? Yeah, that's where I, you know, I ended, and I'm everywhere pretty much at PX Sausage. So that's a thing. And of course, if you enjoyed this here episode or any of the stuff I do, and what have you, you can support me and my nonsense over at patreon.com/pxs, where you can get access to a monthly Q&A, early releases of this here show and maybe some other stuff, as well as random drops of various content and maybe some streams every now and again. Who's to say? I'm to say, but I have nothing to say on that front right now. So that is, again, patreon.com/pxs. In addition to the Patreon, you can find links to the site, the YouTube, the Discord, and so much more over at pxsausage.com. But that is it. That is all. As always, thank you for watching or listening. I hope you enjoyed this here episode, and I hope you have both a wonderful rest of your day, a lovely rest of your week, and a wonderful weekend. But for now, adios, arrivederci. Bye.